So, look, I'm so delighted. I've got Teresa Chatfield on the line. Teresa's an artist. I'm just going to try and bring her in now. Teresa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, beautiful. I can hear very clearly. Thanks. Teresa, welcome to the show. You're an Indigenous, Aboriginal, First Nations artist with a big exhibition, your very first, I think, on at the Keeping Place at the moment. Is that...
Yes.
Yeah. Teresa, can you... Give our listeners a little bit of a sort of your own artist description of what the paintings are that are down at the Keeping Place at the moment.
Well, the paintings represent my culture for a start.
Yep.
And I like to use all different styles and designs of painting.
Yeah.
I'm pretty eclectic when it comes to that, and I like using different colours. Because a lot of Indigenous artists use the same kind of colours.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I like to use all different kind of colours just... to make my painting pop, basically.
Yeah, so look, I met you down at your exhibition opening a couple of weeks ago now, but the exhibition's going to be there till about the middle of June. You're so right. I mean, it's just vibrant. And my husband said to me, I said, which ones do you like? And he said, oh, they make me feel so good. I like them all.
So, well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that didn't help us narrow it down, but we did eventually. But so that's what I think is struck me is just the variety of colours and also styles that are within, you know, sort of First Nations art sort of vocabulary. But there's many different styles of paintings there. I don't know how you're so prolific. It's amazing. But would you like to tell us a bit about where your painting sort of comes from, what it means to you and why you're doing it?
Well, I do painting for therapeutic reasons because I've got an incurable autoimmune disease,
yeah,
which is very rare.
Yeah.
There's not many of us in Australia and there's not many in northern New South Wales.
Hmm.
And when I paint, it takes away the thought of my disease and it helps me relax, and because I suffer from pain all the time,
yeah,
helps me not think about the pain that I go through, because I am a disabled artist.
Yes. But anybody who meets you... that's what you said to me initially, and it's true. Your painting and the medical condition that you suffer from are sort of inextricably linked in a way, your painting practice.
I only started painting a year and a half ago. I used to paint when I was very young, but I stopped painting. I eventually came to care for my father for nearly 20 years until he passed in 98.
Right.
And then I got struck down in 99 with this autoimmune disease. Basically takes away your mobility. They need to even put paint to canvas. Sometimes can be very hard.
Yeah.
But when I do my paintings, it helps me, like I said, relax, but I'm happy with what I do. And I'm happy that I can actually do it. Well, I can now.
But you've got a prodigious talent because, I mean, even with those, I suppose what you'd call disabilities, disabled artists, whatever, what comes up in the pictures that you've got, there is just exquisite. It's just so popping with colour and liveliness, and
Well, most artists paint to express their culture, which I do anyway. And I express myself through my artwork. I'm not the greatest painter, but I'm good enough to do what I can and what I can. But sometimes it can be very hard to do an artwork. Sometimes it can be easy, depending on how I feel the next day. Day by day, basically. So with my designs, I try to do all different kinds of designs to reflect our culture. And I'm originally from Moree, and I do a lot of stuff in reflection to where I grew up.
Because
I'm a part of the Gamilaroi tribe, and my family were the first Indigenous family to settle in Moree. I'm a part of the Pitt family.
I'm very proud of that fact. So what was the history there, Teresa? The Pitt family... What, moved to Moree rather than live on country?
We were the actual Aboriginal family to settle in Moree. A lot of other families settled around Moree, like in Terry High and places like that.
Yeah.
But we were the actual first to settle in Moree.
Right. That was a big move for you. Was it your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
It would have been my great-great-great-grandparents.
Wow, yeah.
And I was born and bred on a mission in Moree called the Top Camp.
Right.
So we moved, I moved to Tamworth 16 years ago because my father's health conditions and his doctors were here.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, we lost him in 98, 2018. And
yeah.
And then, I got struck down a year later with this disease.
Yes, yeah. And it's
very hard. It was very hard to catch a break at that time because the disease is so rare. But, like when I pain, like I said, it's for therapeutic reasons. The money I do make, it helps me towards things that I need because I'm still slow on the intake of NDIS, which I have to get, which I've been advised many, many times.
Yeah.
So, I do what I can. And I do what I can now while I still can.
And you've got, the prognosis is not great for you, so you're really...
No, there's no cure for my disease. At the moment, I'm classed as stable. And because it's a very rare autoimmune disease, it was caused by statin. Which isn't very good. It was a shock diagnosis because I've always looked after myself and, I cared for my father 20 years and I just thought I just couldn't catch a break.
Yeah.
And I got diagnosed. And I thought, well, for my frustration all that, because I can't work ever again, I was so frustrated I had to do something with myself because sitting at home in a room, being incapacitated, can't do nothing, it just sends you crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you go through depression, you go through a lot of different stages in life, you think you're being abandoned and you don't want to feel a burden to your family. And painting was my way out of that state.
So how did it actually, one day you're sort of reflecting on, really bad situation that you're in and feeling terrible, and then sort of how did that process of taking up painting kind of happen for you?
Well, I could paint years and years ago and I thought, well, I'll have to go at it now. And then when I started painting again, I had family members saying, oh, can we have this, can we have that?
So your family members came in wanting the pictures?
Yeah, they came in first. They scored a lot of paintings off me first.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, well, if I can do it and give it to them, they like it. Well, obviously, there could be a market out there. So that's when I thought, I'll give it a go and see how I go with it all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just think it's extraordinary. You're so talented, Teresa, to be doing, with these pictures are really worth seeing because they open up. They're not all the same. They're really different. Do you want to tell us about, one or two that how you got the idea and, what the colours are?
A big one there called Totem, and it's a totem of goannas which represents my tribe.
Yeah.
I did that one, and I did that with a lot of love intended in that because it represents who I am.
Yeah.
And there was another one that's actually, it's going to be at the Jobs & Plus exhibition, where I did one in reference to my nephew who died from Black Death in custody here in Tamworth a few years ago. And I did a painting representing him where being behind bars, I mean, how it must feel to be locked up in a cell and all you can see is the sky outside your window.
Yeah.
I did one in reflection to him and what he must have went through at that time in his life.
Yeah.
But that one, I did that in a way where you can see the bars, you can see him looking out the window, because life is so isolated.
And it's a for I want to talk about this next week a bit more, but for people who sort of really live close together and have very close family relations, sort of jail is. Is an extremely strange. It's not like sort of in other cultures where people
are self-isolating.
Yeah,
when you're a young person.
Yeah,
whose path in life wasn't the best at the beginning. When you're a young person, you're easily led, and you're misguided in a way where you can't kind of fathom it all together.
Yeah.
And when I lost my nephew, that took a lot of us with him. When I did this painting, I did it in mind him.
Yeah,
but it represents a lot of people in jail, black and white. It's just not one side.
No.
So I did the painting in reflection to him and what he must have went through because he was such a young man. He was 22 when he passed away.
Yeah.
So it was a very sad time, and then I lost my father 11 months after him.
Yeah.
And then 7 months after that, I got struck down with autoimmune disease. And at the time, I thought I just can't catch a break because I was ready to go back into the workforce. I just couldn't catch a break. And I'm thinking, God, what else could happen? It just wasn't a good time.
Yeah. So...
Because the disease I have, it causes upper and lower limb weakness, and it's severe weakness. And when I get sick in Tamworth, hardly any doctors have heard of it, and the ones that have heard of it, they've never ever come across it.
Yeah, well, it's so rare, isn't it?
They've never heard of it. Well, I mean, for the viewers out there, it's callstatin-induced immune-mediated necrotizing autoneuromyopathy. That's what the disease is.
Yeah, so
it's like regular visits to the specialist every 6 months, getting my medication looked at, getting tests done. Like, it's an ongoing thing.
And, Teresa, one of the things that is part of your life now is taking those sort of chemotherapy drugs to manage.
Yeah, I take methotrexate, which helps me. It's an immunosuppressant. Then I have my treatment once a month in hospital, which I'm on a blood product called Privigen. I sit there and have that, and that gives me the boost that I need. But before I got that treatment done, towards the end of December of 2019, I basically lost all my mobility.
Yeah.
It was all nearly gone.
Yep.
You know, when I went to the doctor, I had two nurses to take me to the doctor's, help me upstairs.
Yeah.
I couldn't even walk up one step.
Yeah.
That's how severe it was. I slept in all
this. Because it impacts. It's if you break down those names, the words in the condition that you have, which is a very rare reaction to statin drugs, it's a muscular. It attacks your muscles and your So it's
and it can cause necrosis to your muscles.
Yeah,
but I've only spoken to one other person whose partner was a bodybuilder, and he's in a really bad place now. The medication just doesn't work for him. You know, and it's sad. You know, I'm the lucky one that the treatment is working, and it has been working for 5 years. So in order for me to sit down and paint, like I said, it takes away the thought of my disease. It takes away the pain that I'm in every day.
Yep.
And I paint from the heart. I just don't paint for the sake of painting. I paint with a lot of thought in my artwork. And I paint in reflection of my culture. And everything I paint is in dedication to my father.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful testimony of love for your dad and for your culture. But, you know, when we talk about the backstory for you as the artist, what I think I want to say as a viewer of those pictures is that you walk in and it's just a vibrant expression of something that's really, really a part of our world, you know.
I like to reflect the changing in times too. Like, I can do traditional colours and all that, but I like to mix it up with my designs as well. I don't like being stagnant in the same design and same colour scheme. I like to show the different vibrant outlooks on certain things that I see through my eyes.
Yeah.
Everyone interprets artwork in a different way.
Yeah.
And I interpret my culture in a different way.
Oh, it's really lovely. Teresa, we're going to call it quits for now, but next week we're going to talk to you again, I hope, if you have at the time.
Well, if there's any viewers out there wanting to go and have a look and willing to buy, please do so.
I know, because for you it means being able to get the things you need.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like I said, it wasn't about monetary value in the first place. It was about me expressing myself through my artwork because of what I've got.
Yeah.
But selling a painting is a big boost for my confidence, and it helps me get what I need.
Yeah. Look, I really recommend people pop down to the Keeping Place and give yourself a good hour or more to just take in Teresa's paintings. The pictures are there for another month at least, and it's a selling exhibition. So, enjoy. And we'll talk. You've been so generous, Teresa, offering to talk about your culture as well next week, and I really look forward to doing that. So,
Okay, then.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Margaret. Have a nice day.
Bless you. Righto. Bye-bye.